Have you ever wondered if you could be successful in life? I want to tell you a little bit about success, but not under the concept of the world. For the world to be successful, you have to have money. Perhaps for the world, everything has to be about money. But in God, everything is totally different. If you only focus on having money, at some point, you are going to be lacking. Then you are going to say that life changed you. And that's the way you are going to behave. If that is just your motivation, at some point, you will be a poor person. So poor, that the only thing you will have is money. My dear friends, money is not everything in life. Now, I am not saying that it's not needed. Of course it is. But in the right measure, giving it the right use and place. So that the world usually measures success according to how you are doing. How many assets you have and how much money you obtain. But in God, it's totally different. Success in God consists in that you give and you have life as He designed it. So you can live the purpose, so you can reach the goal for which you were designed or were created, knowing that while you live life, you have wisdom of heaven, you have the resources of heaven, you have the Holy Spirit who guides you, that directs you, and that gives you the wisdom to face every circumstance that is present to us daily, because we cannot ignore that daily there are difficulties that we have to face. And that success of that victory in every situation that we have to face, no matter how small or big it is how much we know God and the purpose He has for us. So I am going to talk to you about that success. The success is to be in God. And that really in God, the power to know that in eternity and to reach that eternity well, that is a wonderful thing. The Word of God is very clear and gives us many specific advice about this. That is why many people, when reading and listening to it, have been transformed. One of those were the big ones, reformed prayer among them, Martin Luther King. And these great reformers, among many things that they realized when reading the Bible and begin being guided by the Lord, mentioning many phrases in Latin that today can be remembered. And reading a little more about this, there was a phrase that caught my attention that they constantly use. And I think that in the phrase, it is summarized. What is the true life of a Christian? And what it really achieves is success in God. And perhaps it is coram Deo. Coram Deo. When I heard that phrase, I begin to investigate a little. And coram Deo is a Latin phrase that means before the face of God. Deo is the Latin word God. In Quran is the term that means before the gaze of, in the presence of, or before the face. Defines this way, to live in Quran Deo is to live a lifetime in the presence of God, under the authority of God, for the honor and glory of God. Look, when I read this, I started to meditate. Many times a mistake we make in life are those decisions we make with the purpose of living for ourselves, to feed our ego, our atavism. And we become stubborn and we believe that we are the only ones who are right, living for ourselves in a serious mistake. But living for God, no, of course not. And they had understood it. They had discovered it, because when you are in God and you live for Him, you no longer have a wrong motivation. What you do is not going to be meaningless. And every day you know that you have the opportunity to advance and to conquer in the Lord. You are no longer based on wanting to achieve things your own strength, but you know that you depend on God, and that if you depend on Him, He is taking care of everything. You know that you are responsible and direct from God, and that He supports you in each time He has an answer. that in each situation, He already has an open door. There is already a path prepared for you to walk. And you do not have to sit and wait or simply to think, what do I do or how can I do it? But if you are in Him, you have a relationship. And that is the first thing, a relationship. You do not have a religion, something you do out of a habit and it is repetitive mechanically. You have a relationship, and God, things are about a relationship. It is not a mechanical thing. Each day, there is something to express. Each day, there is something new to hear. Each day, there is something new to discover. And that is what God offers, a relationship with Him. Him as Father, and we as children. An authentic relationship of friendship, of closeness. And I tell you a friendship because for God, friendship speaks of how intimate we are with Him. Friendship in God means intimacy. How much we share with Him. How much communion. How much in common we have with the Father. Let Him direct our steps. Direct our giving and show us the path we must follow. Karamdio, living. Karamdio is living a lifetime in the presence of God. And when you are in Him, all your motivations change. The perspective of life changes. It changes. You no longer see things as you saw them. Before, you still begin to realize that the part of suffering that many times we have to face works for the God. You understand that there is a purpose. No longer you work just to work. You no longer do things just to make them senseless. And that many times you have even lost the joy and spice of life. I am sure that many of those who are listening to me now have lost their taste of life. Of the pleasure of working or being with the family. We believe but to put ourselves on an automatic pilot. And we do everything because let's see how many times when the weekend arrives, or you arrive at the end of the weekend, you are thinking, oh, tomorrow is Monday, and then I have to get up and again go to work. It is true that many times we think about it in this way. And we even say, there is my God, thank you for the work. But I am already tired, and we begin to lose the flavor of the things we do. Already, we don't enjoy them because we just get tired, because we try to survive. And what we live in our own way. But when you are in God, you have peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, faith, meekness, temperance. You have a joy that does not end. A joy that sustains you even in the most critical moments of life. You learn to live in everything. You learn to live in scarcity. You give thanks. And by being taught to live in scarcity, you are also taught to live in abundance. And we learn that the most important thing does not consist of what the world says. That how much money you have, or how much joy, peace is in your heart. Knowing that each day brings its own desire. And that for each day God already has a solution prepared. How good is it to enjoy if you have money in your pocket or you don't have money? You are victorious and you are rich in the Lord. 1 of Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 said, so whether you eat, drink, or do anything else, do it all for the glory of God. Wonderful, right? Also, the Apostle Paul expresses it in the book of Colossians in chapter 3 verse 17. He tells us, and whether you do, whether in the word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through everything. Then later, when it comes to living for God, Karamdio, the Apostle Paul understands it clearly. He understands it very well and expresses it to us in Colossians 3:23. In this way, whatever you do, do it from the heart, as for the Lord and not for man, knowing that you will receive the reward from the Lord, from the inheritance, because you serve Christ the Lord. Have you seen Him? Do it as for God and not as for man. Now, how Do I do something for God? It is a great question, right? Because suddenly I have a talent, a gift, and I have to develop a job. The job you do every day, maybe you do it well because your salary depends on it, right? But when you do it for God because you have a Quran deal life, you have a life in Him and you live for Him. You express everything for Him. You are grateful. Your motivation goes up. It is much bigger and better. Your faith grows, and then this brings something reciprocal, and that is how you do it good for God. Everything you do well will bring excellent results. Before, you did it well. Now, you do it with excellence. So when you sit at your desk, you know that you were placed there by God and that you are going to do it with a different motivation. Now I am going to please God in the decisions I am going to make. I am going to please God in what I am going to do and what I am going to undertake. He is my strength. What I am going to undertake and what I am going to do, I am going to please Him because I live for Him. And I am in front of His eyes, so I don't steal anymore. I don't lie anymore because I live Quran deal. I live all the time in His presence. And I know that He is there with me. The Holy Spirit is there to tell me, don't do it this way, be careful. And every time I will fail, He is there to not allow it and to move away from failures. And lead me to success, lead me to achievements, to conquer in Him by faith, by His grace. Not by what He knows, but as Paul said, by grace I am, by His grace I am what I am. That is living Quran deal. And then you do it with excellence. You stop doing it. They change habits in your life. You renew your way of thinking. You have another perspective, and you already do it with a different motivation. And then everything that your hands do, even when you speak, even what you are going to think, in the moments in which you are going to react to every circumstance that comes your way in life, whether in the family, in home, at work, or my beloved friend on the street, or wherever you are, you start to think, I am Quran deal. I am in it. What is the reaction that Jesus would have? I assure you, my beloved friend. Then you do everything for God, whether in words or in deeds. You will do it with excellence. And the excellence, always listen to me well, it will always bring excellent results. And not only that, but how you do it for God, even if you do it for your neighbor, or even if you do it for someone else, you know you do it for God. Second, besides that it will bring excellent results, you will have all the support of heaven. And when you have all the support of heaven, all the provisions of the Lord, this is for you. You will always have the appropriate, correct reward. This is wonderful because having the correct reward, you will no longer be frustrated. And we can enjoy life and everything we do. It is wonderful. This is wonderful. Father, I thank you for your words, for what you teach us. And because of, once again, we can understand how wonderful it is to live. What is to be in you today, Father. We can say that walking with you is good, but walking with you with excellence. Today we want to live Quran deal. We want to live in your presence, Lord. Forgive all sin and all kinds of failure in us. Forgive us. And I open my heart. We open our hearts, Lord. Today I unite with all who are listening to this devotional with me. We open our hearts so that you live in us and take absolute control. And know, Father, we have confidence knowing where we are, where we go, and in what we do, we are in you, and you are in us. My God, living a Quran deal life. totally in your presence will make us avoid so many mistakes, so many bad consequences. We will learn to enjoy what is lawful and what really edifies and is convenient. We will see, Lord, great reward and great answers, Father. Help us to live that life, Corandio, in your eyes, in you, always with you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. A hug and blessings.